This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
Tell your children not to hear my words.
What to be, what to say, mother.
How do you get your children to listen to you? Speak very, very softly and act like you don't want them to listen.
Can you keep them in the dark for life?
Then they'll hang on every word. We the people, you the viewers and listeners, have helped build with the work of our great crew. We are the InfoWar. Worldwide promoting the ideas of Renaissance and resistance to tyranny. It's called 1776 Worldwide. To be strong and to be free. All right, let's get back into the news ahead of Paul Watson taking over. This is all up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Trump's lead exploding ahead of Super Tuesday. Isn't that just amazing? Every time Fox News, Rubio attacked Trump, Trump's lead grows. They did the whole made-up Klan thing by cutting his audio off, the David Duke garbage, all of it. And now, Koch-funded senator, this just broke at InfoWars.com minutes ago. Koch-funded senator, so hit refresh on your computer. Koch-funded senator wants a new candidate to thwart Trump, confirms Roger Stone's warning of what happened in that secret Republican meeting last Thursday in New York City with the Ferengi ambassador, Marco Rubio. So this is simply amazing, that article up on InfoWars.com. I'm not going to get to the Leonardo DiCaprio thing. Everybody already knows about it. He's going to be covering it some coming up. But there is just so much to get to. I want to cover briefly with Paul's, I know he's getting into this, the whole Muslim latest orgy of death and head chopping of children inside the West and more. But right now, let's go to a phone call, folks holding patiently. Blake in Texas, your view on the Donald Trumpism phenomenon.
Yes, Alex. I was actually going to call in about something different, but you talked about Marco Rubio. Mentioning that Trump's hands are really small. And I think it's a great opportunity for Donald Trump to destroy Rubio, which is the globalist chance at trying to get trying to thwart Trump's chances. I think that Trump needs to bring up the whole gay issue with Rubio. I think if he did that, I think it would destroy.
I agree, but Trump should say, hey, I'm not against gay people, which he said many times. Nice, fabulous people, work with them, blah, blah, blah. I just think marriage is between a man and a woman. You can have your own civil union. But I think he said, listen, Marco, we're not saying you're that, but you're the one obsessed with, you know, how big my wee-wee is. Why don't we talk about, you know, you and your buddy that runs the gay porn company you got arrested with outside the bathroom at night at the park? Why'd you get arrested? You think that might destroy Rubio?
I think it would totally destroy Rubio. People, you know, I showed people the pictures. It's absolutely, you see the pictures, Wayne Madsen on his website, it's of a bunch of guys dancing. One of them looks exactly like Rubio at that Coco Bro.
Since we've gone this direction and since the Inquirer is reporting on our reports that Madsen wrote, why don't we just get Madsen on tomorrow and have all the photos and bring the whole thing out here? Because I think Hillary should be proud of her girlfriends if she's so liberal. And I'm serious. I don't make this an issue. And I think Rubio should be proud of, you know, everything he's involved in.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good points. I appreciate your call. Paul, we're going to break in 40 seconds. Let me just ask you this question, Paul Joseph Watson. What do you think of the whole Rubio, Chippendales connection?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it, Alex, but it seems that the media is now trying to use Trump's own tactic against him. Of course, he's launched personal attacks on other candidates as a distraction because that's what he excels at. He keeps them on the ropes with these kind of personal attacks and distractions. So now the media seems to be doing that to Trump. They can't debunk him with his own statements and actions.
But that only helps because they're hated. Here's the key equation. You're hated. You're trash. Everyone doesn't like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history. And out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am handing the baton to Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com editor extraordinaire, hailing from Her Britannic Majesty's London, England. And I'm going to get out of here in the next 5 minutes, but I wanted to get back on the election with him. But first, this is the Washington Examiner. White House wants to increase Syrian refugees in the U.S. And then it goes through the National Association of Counties and how they're trying to get all that lined up. In Europe 3 years ago, they said, oh, it's 100,000. It was really a million. Then a million is really 4 million. Here, it's, oh, we want 10,000. Then it was 100,000. Then it was 300,000. Then it was a million. They use the same formulas of bull. And they hide the real numbers. So I thought I'd go over the Daily Mail article, Horror in Moscow as burqa-clad babysitter decapitates girl in her care. Well, that's her culture, and it was a white child and probably had some type of racial bias and may have deserved it. I mean, you got a lot of other cultures. There's no such thing as a bad culture. The Aztecs, the Nazis, well, whatever. Horror in Moscow as burqa-clad babysitter decapitates girl in her care, then walks through the streets carrying her severed head and shouting, Allah Akbar. Well, the answer is banned knives. Allah Akbar, just a total whack job brought up in a death cult, a Wahhabist, no doubt. Yeah, let's bring that in here. You know, men can't be men. You can't use the name mother or father, but let's chop heads off. And in sycophantic left, just loving it. Here's another one. Migrants break down Macedonia fence on Greek border. A crowd of migrants, they used to be called invaders, has broken down a barbed wire fence on the Macedonia-Greek border using a steel pole as a battering ram. There's video of this. TV footage shows migrants pushing towards a fence, and it goes through ripping it down in the chaos. They're saying Sweden, France, the highways are collapsing, mugging, robbing, murder everywhere. Oh, but the liberals say it's good, and they have liberal women bringing them flowers, and TV crews are stabbed, raped, and robbed, literally. I mean, you talk about Europe wanting to commit suicide. It's doing it. You want to know what liberalism is? Modern liberalism is suicide, self-hating, loathing. Swiss voters reject hardline initiative on criminal foreigners. That's right. Even the Swiss that are more nationalist, Swiss Info reports, they've said no. We're going to let criminals stay here and do everything horrible. Well, there you go. Rights groups. Saudi Arabia uses U.S. cluster bombs on civilians. Well, that's okay and liberal because it's Saudi Arabia and they own Fox News. And it just goes on from there. Truly sickening. So before I get back to Trump here briefly, and the more they attack him, the more popular he gets, the media thinks they're going to start personal attacks on him and say, you know, that he has baby hands or whatever and all the rest of this garbage. Before they do all that, they should understand, they're not Trump seen as the outsider. They are the hated, loathed scum and filth of the earth that haven't figured out they're the zombie media, the walking dead pulse. We'll get to that in a moment. But first off, the orgy of Islamic raping, pool pooping, chopping of heads, robbing, all over Europe, collapse happening, just foaming at the mouth like Day of the Dead, running around robbing, the civil emergency, banning people's free speech to counter it. How is the end game going for Hollande, Merkel, and all the rest of the filth?
Well, Merkel now admits that she's got no plan B whatsoever. So she's basically acknowledged that it's been a complete disaster.
But the economist says she's a genius.
Oh, yeah. But now they've actually run out of space. There are no, like, luxury four-star hotels left. There are no cruise liners left. You know, there are no disused office buildings. Now these office buildings where they're housing all these migrants are being attacked, shot at, and burned down because, as I said, if you ignore legitimate concerns, you create a vacuum for extremists. That's now happening, exactly what I said would happen months ago. But still, you've got the lefty virtue signalers like Jude Law, the actor, who went to the Calais jungle migrant camp, which is, of course, full of peaceful, tolerant people who stab, rob, and rape each other all day. Numerous incidents of that. So he visited this migrant camp as a big public relations scam. And his minders, his security guards, because, of course, these are lovely, peaceful, tolerant people, but you needed, you know, five security guards just to go.
What I love is when they attack and stab and all this, the left worships it as a sacrament of love, and the hateful videos as they attack and stab, the left just loves it. What type of mentally ill scum are these? Because we know the globalist master plan, but how have they turned the actual minions into such servile trash?
Well, it's mass Stockholm syndrome. That's what it is. And so basically he went there, his minders, his security got attacked, got robbed. There are, you know, female volunteers for the migrants that go there routinely and get raped. They get told by their little left-wing agitator groups, don't you dare talk about this because it discredits our narrative. So we're seeing it over and over again. Of course, he's got a £15 million mansion, which is about $25 million, in North London. He hasn't invited any refugees to stay in his $25 million mansion.
And Saudi Arabia hasn't either.
No, they've got these 300,000 tents at Hajj, which they don't use for most of the year. They haven't accepted any refugees.
Well, let's go past that. Let me ask you this question, because I literally, at night in the morning when I'm getting ready for broadcast, I look at this news, I look at the response, and I can't believe it. It's so satirical. It's like a Kurt Vonnegut satire piece, dark satire piece. And they intend to increase it. And I watch TV and they say fathers are bad on every channel and freedom is bad. I mean, the psychos running things, what is the end game and how is it going for them? I mean, doesn't the left get that once there's an Islamic jihad, that's it? You know, that's it for them? I mean, why, is it just a suicidal nihilism or do they hate Western prosperity so much, our own elite, that they just want to trash it all. I mean, why does a George Soros Nazi collaborator that's gotten away with everything, why does he want to ruin Europe and the U.S.? Why are they such buckets of pus?
Well, it's because, as he said, it's this kind of nihilism, but it's also the fact that they're virulent racists. I mean, when the Green MP in Germany gets up in front of the parliament and says, German population, the native population, will be replaced within 30 years.
And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. That's racism. It's self-hating racism. It's Stockholm syndrome. That's precisely what it is. So it's not just about importing huge groups as voting blocks. You know, business gets cheap labor. That's all part of it.
But they don't bring in, like, Lebanese or folks, you know, from Jordan or other areas that are known to be really smart, hardworking people that want to be Western. They bring in the literal gutter trash Wahhabists, the worst of the worst, that have been robbing and murdering all over the Middle East, and they just bring them in. What filth!
No, I mean, you can look at the numbers, and obviously the huge majority of people coming from Syria are Muslims, but those coming into America is basically a handful.
It's 99%, every month, it's 99% Wahhabists, too.
Yeah, it's like 650 Muslims and 2 Christians coming into America.
And like 7 of them will be Shiite. Yeah, I've seen the numbers.
Yeah, so it's a tiny percentage. It's not proportionate with the amount of Christians that are coming out of Syria, which is a minority, but it's more than 2 out of 650. So it seems like they're deliberately not letting the Christians in and letting all these, you know, Sunnis in that are prone to this extremism, which again we've seen in Russia today, in Moscow, with this beheading. And, you know, I'm
surprised why not let her have her culture? I think liberals should volunteer their children to be chopped off by a jihadist to show how liberal they are.
I'm surprised.
Shouldn't that be sensitivity training for them to volunteer their kids to have their heads chopped off, Paul?
No, exactly. I'm surprised that we're not already being lectured about, you know, how not all Muslim babysitters behead kids and we need to hire more Muslim au pairs.
Hey, Hillary says open the borders up. Maybe Chelsea's having a new baby. Maybe she can volunteer to send the baby to ISIS.
No, every time we have an attack, like the Paris massacre, again, they exploited the refugee program, posed as refugees. The answer from the left is, well, we need more economic migrants. That's the solution, because you're racist simply for drawing attention to it, even though Islam is not a race. So, again, we're going to see that.
And even though when I was in London, they had Muslim immigrants I'd never seen the likes of who wouldn't give anybody rides from the airport to their hotels and were gouging 3-4 times what was demanded. And then I had a British guy pull up and he goes, no, I'll charge you the regular price. And he goes, that's allowed. That's criminal. The country no longer exists. And he goes, they're mean to everybody. And that's the thing is I was in London again with you. I've been there a lot. And there's literally Muslims that look like they're in the middle of like Saudi Arabia just stumbling around crazily in their outfits, looking hateful at everyone, just stomping around like psychos. You live there. What is it like?
Well, obviously the ones that are assimilated are perfectly nice people, but that's not who they're bringing in. I mean, people are now being arrested simply for going down Luton, for example, which has a high Muslim population area, and handing out leaflets. And yet, you've got Muslims walking around near the Houses of Parliament, literally a stone's throw away, in full ISIS regalia. The police talk to them for like 30 seconds and they go on their way.
That's right. People with ISIS flags and jihad masks are allowed to, but Brits cannot go and have free speech anywhere. It's all on video. Paul, I want to get back into Trump. I'm handing the baton to you. We have the biggest sale ever. The leap year sale ends tonight, or it ends tomorrow morning. 30% off and free shipping on everything. That's on top of other discounts. Your purchase supports the broadcast. Great time to get involved. Take advantage and check out these incredible nutraceuticals like Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, Super Female Vitality, Winter Sun, Secret 12. But Trump, again, the media is trying his tactics now. It doesn't work because they're the walking dead. They're so arrogant. What happened? Haven't they figured out that the more they attack someone, the more that person's loved? Don't they realize they're filth and Benedict Arnold garbage that are universally reviled and are traitors?
I think they're starting to realize it because, as I said, they're now trying different tactics. It's not the media.
All they
got to
do is endorse him, and it's over. He's done. But they're too arrogant.
They tried the David Duke thing. Now there's a Secret Service agent that's assaulted a reporter at a Trump rally today. So they're going to try and blame that on Trump. So it seems they're starting to shift tactic as...
I saw Fox today and CNN both go, he has mafia ties, well known to law enforcement. It's all come out. It hasn't come out. It's just made up.
Yeah, but and now you've also got neocons. They've got the fangs out there saying that you know, they're going to vote for Hillary just to prevent him getting in office, then Trump's going to run independent by the looks of it if they do abandon him. So they're going to end up with Hillary anyway.
Which is what Mitch McConnell says he's happy for. Because yeah, they're the rhinos that have been destroying the country forever. Paul, I'm handing the baton to you, my friend. Straight on the other side of this break, I'm Alex Jones. It only comes around every 4 years. It's the first time we've done it. Biggest sale ever. It's the leap year sale. It ends today. InfoWarsStore.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history. And out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
On the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to get more into Trump. I know Alex covered it at length during the show, but we're going to touch on that once more. Also going to get into the fallout from the Oscars. of course, which was a three-hour exercise in virtue signalling on steroids. Rich, self-satisfied, smug millionaires lecturing us all about our lifestyles while I fly between LA and New York on private jets. We're going to get into that. But as we mentioned before the break, horror in Moscow as burqa-clad babysitter decapitates four-year-old girl in her care, then walks through the streets carrying her severed head and shouting, Allah Akbar. Now, obviously, the video of this is harrowing. It's blurred out in these articles. There's also another video which I've seen, which is, if you know, even more harrowing, which is the mother being told of this absolute horror, and the scream is just bone-chilling. And, yes, the religion of peace strikes again. A burqa-clad babysitter decapitated the little girl in her care before walking through Moscow carrying the child's severed head. The woman shouted, Allah Akbar, she appeared near a metro station in the northwest of the Russian capital, and then threatened to blow herself up, just to top it all off. She was making these other political comments as well. It was obviously motivated by her own personal jihad, but again, as I said, maybe the solution to this is just to hire more Muslim babysitters. Maybe the regressive left will lecture us all on how not all Muslim babysitters behead kids, as if anyone is making that claim in the first place. Remember the reaction to Cologne, the mass molestation of women on New Year's Eve, the reaction to the Paris massacre back in November, was not to address the fact that there's a huge problem within Islam to do with intolerance and violence. The solution is simply to import millions of more Muslim refugees, completely unassimilated. Even when they try and assimilate them in places like Denmark, which they've now started to do, they still repeatedly every single week have new cases of rape. And now we've got this, again, horrific incident in Moscow. The babysitter abducted the child, set fire to the apartment, beheaded her. And then for an hour, she was walking around Moscow with this severed head, chanting Allah Akbar. Again, the religion of peace. And this came straight after Jude Law, the actor, engaged in his own act of virtue signalling by visiting the Calais jungle migrant camp, which of course is about to be, parts of it are about to be cleared by the French government. These migrants are being transported into basically trailers. But Jude Law went to visit to try and pressure the British government for Britain to take in more of these refugees and import with them the peace and tolerance that has been so evident in the Calais migrant camp, where every single week you hear stories about people being raped, people being robbed, people being stabbed. You've had pro-refugee journalists go there and get attacked themselves and then blame it, in one case, on the British government for not letting them into Britain. So I guess it's okay if they're stabbing, raping and robbing, so long as they're doing it in Britain, so long as we're the victims of it. That will even the balance somehow. So this moron went there with his minders, with his bodyguards, because of course this is a really good idea to bring these people into Britain, because they're really tolerant and peaceful and won't try and stab you or rape you at all. He went in there with his crew of bodyguards. His bodyguards, his minders, ended up getting stabbed and robbed during this charity visit. Again, replicating previous stories that we've talked about, where these female volunteers, these extreme leftists who go to volunteer in these migrant camps, end up getting raped. And half the time they don't even report it. It comes out later through anecdotal stories. Some of it gets reported. But the left-wing organizations that they work for tell them not to report it because it would discredit the narrative, you know, that these are peaceful, tolerant people that are going to fit into Western society. How many examples of rape, robs, stabbings are we going to need to see before the left finally realizes that that's a terrible idea without some massive assimilation program, which is completely impossible if you're importing these people en masse, thousands and thousands of people at a time. And of course, Jude Law isn't going to house any of those refugees personally in his $25 million mansion in London. because that, you know, sounds too much like hard work. Same as Bob Geldof said right at the beginning of this crisis, this migrant crisis, that he would personally take in two Syrian refugee families. Well, that was 6 months ago. He hasn't taken in anyone. Again, complete nonsense, hot air. We'll be back with more on the 4th Hour Overdrive. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how far you fell. We are back on the 4th Hour Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show, and I require you to go to InfoWarsStore.com because we've got the unprecedented leap year sale. Again, this happens once every 4 years only. We've got 30% off the entire store, plus free shipping on any order above $50. That's 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, it helps the broadcast. It helps to pay to send the journalists out to these hot spots where the controversies are happening, where the news stories are happening, so we can directly challenge the mainstream media. And we've grown so much over the past 10 years, but only with your support, which is why it's really vital that you continue to support us to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get 30% off in the entire store plus free shipping on any order above $50. Well, we're going to get back into Trump now because, of course, the media's come up with this genius new anti-Trump tactic Of course, they've tried and failed every time to go directly up against Trump. Whenever it's the media versus Donald Trump, Donald Trump comes out on top. The polls have shown that repeatedly because the mainstream media is completely discredited. That's the vacuum that's created the Trump phenomenon in the first place. The same thing with Bernie Sanders on the left. So again, that doesn't work anymore. So they've come up with this genius new tactic, which is it basically boils down to this. Find bad person who expressed support for Donald Trump, endlessly harangue Donald Trump about bad person, and then repeat. Very simple tactic. This is what they're now doing. We've seen it over the past few days or so with David Duke, again, who came out with a video yesterday and basically said he doesn't even directly endorse Donald Trump, said he's going to vote for him. But of course, CNN and the rest of the media took this, got to Trump and said, basically, don't you disavow David Duke. He has these disgusting racist opinions. Don't you disavow him. You must disavow him immediately. And of course, what they're trying to do is keep him on the ropes. So every time somebody like David Duke comes out in support of Donald Trump, every time you have a KKK member show up at a Trump rally, half the cases, of course, is Black Lives Matter people dressed up in robes, false flagging the event. CNN and the rest of the media is going to point to that person and say, look at this horrible person. They support Donald Trump. Get Donald Trump on for the interview. Donald Trump, do you disavow this person? They've got horrible beliefs. They're associated with your campaign. Do you disavow them? And, of course, that's using Trump's own tactic against him. He's the master of creating a distraction when it comes to targeting his political opponents. So if they can repeatedly do that and have Trump on the defensive over and over again, then he's not going to have the opportunity, the airtime, which he's used so well in the past, to attack his rivals, to attack Rubio, to attack Hillary Clinton, because he's constantly going to be on the defensive. And if he has to disavow all these different people, then they're just going to take it on down the line. Next, it's going to be, you know, do you disavow Roger Stone? He said these, you know, offensive things about women a few years ago. Do you disavow Roger Stone? Then they're going to go to Alex Jones. They're going to say, Alex Jones thinks 9/11 was an inside job. Do you disavow Alex Jones? So they're going to take it down the line until basically Trump has to disavow anyone that he's even tangentially associated with. And it keeps him on the ropes. It keeps him on the defensive. It prevents him from using that media platform, which he's done so well for the past 6 months or more, to attack his political opponents, Rubio, Hillary Clinton, etc., and to keep those people on the ropes. If he's constantly on the defensive, he's not going to get the airtime to do that. And we saw that over the past few days with David Duke. And this is a clip from CNN where they try to grill Trump about David Duke. Here's the clip.
I want to ask you about the Anti-Defamation League, which this week called on you to publicly condemn unequivocally the racism of former KKK Grand Wizard David Duke, who recently said that voting against you at this point would be treason to your heritage. Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
But I guess the question from the Anti-Defamation League is, even if you don't know about their endorsement, there are these groups and individuals endorsing you. Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I'd have to look. If you would send me a list of the groups, I will do research on them. And certainly I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine, and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups, and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know anything. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him.
I want to ask you about the anti-defamation.
So, yeah, no,
which is
Donald Trump on CNN. They've got him on the ropes. They've got him on the defensive, demanding that he answer this charge. You know, so-and-so's endorsed you. What do you think about this? Don't you disavow them? They can basically pick anyone, any extremist from the political sphere who has endorsed Donald Trump. There are plenty of them, just as there are plenty of extremists on the left who have endorsed people like Clinton and Sanders. Every single day on Twitter, you go in and type assassinate Trump, and there are hundreds of Hillary, Bernie supporters calling for somebody to kill Trump. You're not going to see Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton being grilled by CNN about people like that. But you are going to see it with Trump because their previous tactics have failed. And this is what they're going to go with, at least in the short term. So now we've got another breaking story out of Breitbart on the same theme. Video. Time reporter grabs Secret Service agent's throat at Trump rally. Now, this just happened today, a few hours ago. And we've got the video here. Basically, you don't see the beginning, but a Black Lives Matter group, this mob interrupts a Trump rally. They start marching throughout the arena. This reporter tries to get pictures of them, tries to photograph them. He has an altercation with this Secret Service agent, basically says, F you. So the Secret Service agent grabs him by the throat and body slams him down. And yes, it's bad. It's egregious. If this happened at a Hillary Clinton event and the press were being manhandled at a Clinton event, then we would be against it. We would speak out against it. And yes, it's horrible. But this is what they're going to do. Again, they're going to take this incident, which looks terrible because it is. It looks like the media is being silenced, censored and assaulted because it is. But it's by this one out of control Secret Service agent. But they're going to take that. They're going to blame it on Trump. That's what they've been looking for all along. We've had almost every single Trump speech, every single Trump rally gets interrupted by one of these left-wing agitators. They're loud, they're obnoxious, in some cases they're violent. Every single time they get escorted out, they don't really get treated that roughly, you know, in comparison to their behavior. And in fact, Trump has made reference to that. You know, he's constantly saying, oh, these people get kindly escorted out, everybody's really nice to them. And the media obviously didn't like that. But now we've got an actual incident where this is egregious, this is wrong, this is the media being assaulted, this is the First Amendment being silenced by this aggressive, out-of-control Secret Service agent. And it's bad and it should be condemned. But they're going to take this and they're going to blame it on Trump. And they're going to try and fit it into this narrative that Trump is the new Hitler, which we've seen from both the left-wing and conservative, establishment conservative outlets like National Review Online. So because Trump is a populist, because he has huge support, because he has huge rallies at which people chant his name, that means he's Hitler. Which, of course, if you use that standard, that also meant that, you know, someone like Winston Churchill was Hitler. He was a populist. He had huge support. Barack Obama ran on a semi-populist campaign. He had huge support. He had people chanting his name. He was filling out arenas back in 2007, 2008. Does that mean that Barack Obama was Hitler? No. But that's what they're going with. So they're going to try and tie this into the narrative of, you know, look how authoritarian Trump is. He has his goons. He has his minions physically grabbing reporters, choke slamming them. This is chilling. This is what's coming to America if we allow this new Hitler to be elected. So this is what the media is going to run with. They did it with David Duke. That's kind of fallen flat on its face now that Duke's come out and said he doesn't even endorse Donald Trump. But again, they're going to try and pick these incidents where they use guilt by association. And now Trump's son, Eric Trump, is speaking out against this. Again, this is out of Breitbart. Eric Trump dismisses last-minute establishment attacks. The most dangerous people are the ones who are drowning. Eric Trump tells Breitbart News the establishment is drowning and desperate to stop his father, GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, by any means necessary. Quote, the tack they're trying to take now is your father's a racist. Your father won't repudiate the KKK. You sat across the desk from him as a business partner. Does your father have a racist bone in his body? His son Eric responds, not at all, and honestly, I don't know how many times he has to disavow. People can come out, anyone can come out and say, hey, I endorse somebody, it's absolutely insane. So again, it's this process of them forcing Trump to disavow every individual, every extreme element on the political fringe to keep him on the defensive, to keep him on the ropes. And it's part of this full-board attack. The establishment is completely panicked at this point. They underestimated his momentum. They thought that it would be extinguished months ago. It hasn't been extinguished. It's continued to build. And now we've got the neoconservatives with their fangs out. This is out of The Intercept. Neoconservatives declare war on Donald Trump. Donald Trump's runaway success in the GOP primaries is setting off alarm bells amongst neoconservatives who are worried he will not pursue the same bellicose foreign policy that has dominated Republican thinking for decades. So you have Robert Kagan, one of the prime intellectual backers of the Iraq war and an advocate for Syrian intervention, because that turned out really good, didn't it? You've got Max Boot, an unrepentant supporter of the Iraq war, because that also turned out hunky-dory as well. So there, he writes in the Weekly Standard, a Trump presidency would represent the death knell of America as a great power, citing, among other things, Trump's objection to a large American troop presence in South Korea. So because Trump doesn't want to follow this suicidal, nightmare, self-defeating foreign policy that we saw in Iraq, that we saw in Libya, that we saw in Syria, which led to mass bloodshed, over a million innocent dead Iraqis, and a migrant humanitarian crisis, because Trump doesn't want to continue that and replicate that, and because he's spoken out against the Iraq war, he opposed it from the start. Now the neoconservatives are coming out and saying, basically, if Trump gets the nomination, they will vote for Hillary. They would rather have Hillary in office than Donald Trump, because, of course, she's a war hawk, she's the status quo, and it will be business as usual for the military-industrial complex. And again, disclaimer, I don't support a lot of Trump's views. I don't support killing terrorists' families. I don't support torture. But because he's so unpredictable, precisely because he has flip-flopped on a lot of these issues, nobody within the establishment, whether it be on the left or the right, really knows where he stands anymore. And this is why many conservatives can't support him, because they accuse him of flip-flopping, and that's right. But within that flip-flopping inherently is the fact that Donald Trump is completely unpredictable. He's a maverick, and that means he's going to be difficult to control. So that's why the establishment, both on the left, the neoliberals, the neocons, and the GOP establishment, is now really getting its fangs out in preparation to try and have one last huge effort to sink Donald Trump. And they're going to have to get more creative, of course, because everything they've thrown at him so far has completely backfired. Moving on, though, to the Oscars. Of course, we had 3 hours last night of basically smug lecturing from rich, self-important virtue signalers. The ratings for the Oscars are at their lowest in 8 years. Who knew that that wouldn't be popular, right? And of course, we had Leonardo DiCaprio coming out and lecturing everyone about global warming. Here's the clip.
Making The Revenant was about man's relationship to the natural world, a world that we collectively felt in 2015 as the hottest year in recorded history. Our production needed to move to the southern tip of this planet just to be able to find snow. Climate change is real. It is happening right now. It is the most urgent threat facing our entire species. And we need to work collectively together and stop procrastinating. We need to support leaders around the world who do not speak for the big polluters or the big corporations, but who speak for all of humanity, for the indigenous people of the world, for the billions and billions of underprivileged people who will be most affected by this, for our children's children, and for those people out there whose voices have been drowned out by the politics of greed. I thank you all for this amazing award tonight. Let us not...
Okay, there's Leonardo DiCaprio at the Oscars last night, lecturing everybody about global warming. And of course, the irony here is that he just won an Oscar for a movie in which, you know, The Revenant, in which the cold almost kills him a dozen times and he has to sleep inside a horse to stay warm. And now he's lecturing us about global warming and telling us we need to stop the big polluters. Well, I agree with Leonardo DiCaprio. We do need to stop the big polluters, starting with him and his 5,000-mile round trips from New York to L.A. This is out the article. DiCaprio lectures Oscars about global warming after using private jet 6 times in 6 months. While lecturing everyone else about their impact on the Earth, DiCaprio routinely flies between New York and L.A. in a carbon dioxide-spewing private jet. Oh, really? Do as I say, not as I do, DiCaprio. After the Sony email leak last year, it was revealed that the Wolf of Wall Street actor took 6 private round-trip private jet flights in the space of just 6 weeks between April and May 2014. He also took a flight from L.A. to Las Vegas and stayed in Sin City for just 8 hours before flying home again. Each time the studio picked up the cost of the plane as well as catering, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars. We're talking about over $200,000 for these trips alone. But you're bad for having a 4x4. You're bad for taking that commercial flight. And Leonardo DiCaprio is going to give you what for again. Do as he says, not as he does. We'll get more into it after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live. 4th hour overdrive, breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history, and out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thank you.
segment of the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour overdrive. And again, I'd like to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the unprecedented leap year sale, 30% off the entire store on every single product, and free shipping on every order above $50. This only happens once every 4 years, so be sure to take advantage of that special offer at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to the Trump thing, I was reminded by Leanne and Alex in the break that, you know, we have this idea of the media taking an endorsement of Trump by somebody like David Duke, by somebody on the political fringe, and then using that to discredit Trump, guilt by association. This is the tactic they're going to use going forward. And I was reminded of the fact that there was this Confederate flag pin created for the Clinton-Gore presidential campaign back before the 1992 election. Hillary Clinton camp won't say if Confederate flag button was official part of 92 presidential campaign. That's the headline out of the Daily Mail. But somebody else created that pin, that Confederate flag pin, for the Clinton-Gore presidential campaign. They weren't grilled about it at the time, even though it's almost precisely the same thing as what we're seeing now with David Duke. So again, they're not going to pick up on extremists on the left that support Hillary Clinton, the kind of people that call for Trump's assassination, the people that we interviewed out on the street over the weekend. That video's up on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. They are not going to grill Hillary Clinton over that. They're not going to talk to Bernie Sanders over that. But Trump is now going to be responsible for whatever David Duke says. He's going to be responsible for Secret Service agents choke-slamming reporters. This is what they're going to do going forward. We'll see if it works. It hasn't so far. But they're getting desperate, so they're going to try anything. Before the break, I was talking about Leonardo DiCaprio got up in front of the Oscars, lectured everybody. Again, this whole charade, this three-hour bore fest, which has got its lowest ratings in 8 years, was an exercise of virtue signaling on steroids. And if you look at the actual goodie bags that the Oscar attendees received, we're talking about over $200,000 worth of goodies, including a $55,000 trip to Israel. Again, they're probably going to be using their private jets to go there. So they're up there lecturing us all for 3 hours about climate change, about the poor, while being given $200,000 goodie bags. We've got DiCaprio, who flew private 6 times within 6 weeks. LA to New York and back again, 5,000 miles. How much carbon dioxide is that spewing up? What's his carbon footprint? And yet he has the gall to lecture everybody watching about how we need to watch our impact on the earth, about how we need to reduce our carbon footprint. And in fact, he donates, he basically bankrolls this website, this movement, Green World Rising, which encourages visitors to its website to lighten their carbon load, and even includes a CO2 calculator to help people take, quote, meaningful action to reduce their carbon footprint. So he's flying private jet, he's taking limos, he's on the yacht surrounded by, you know, beach babes, but he's lecturing you about your lifestyle, just like Ted Turner, just like Al Gore, whine all day about overpopulation. They've got 5 kids. All these people are complete hypocrites. They don't live the lifestyle that they preach, which again illustrates that they're complete frauds, and it's not about them actually caring about this message. It's about them controlling your lives. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back tomorrow, 11 to 2, and be sure to check out the InfoWars nightly news. Thanks for joining us. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.